player on the park, Cameron Smith.
They got numbers on the left. It comes to Lockyer. It goes down to Smith. And Cameron Smith, he scores on debut.
Cameron Smith with the Wally Lewis medal for the greatest state of origin player of all time.
I don't think I've seen a more influential player.
Cameron Smith, this outstanding leader.
No, I always thought Lockie was, you know, 4 or 5 sets ahead of everyone else on the field. This bloke, 7, 8, 9. He's a great leader of men.
The immortals of this game, I mean, you're talking about your Wally Lewis's and Peter Sterling's and Darren Lockyer's and Brad Fittler's and Andrew John's. When they tell me he's the best player they've ever seen, when Jonathan Thurston tells me he's the best player they've ever seen, then you've got to listen.
It's hard to argue, and he's released a book. Boy, has he released a book. He knows how to launch this fella. Please welcome Cameron Smith, The Storm Within, the autobiography of a legend. The legend is on the line now. How are you, Cam?
G'day, guys. I'm really good, Mick. Yourself?
Yeah, I can't complain. Just straight off the bat, I'm going to tell you, this book is way too thick for rugby league fans. Okay?
Come on, mate. Rugby league people can read, mate. Come on, give us some credit.
All right. But just to be safe, I'd release a talking book version too.
Hey, Cam, as Mick said, you've started with a bang, a little bit of brouhaha going on. In my eyes, it seems like you're one of the first people to write the truth and write a really honest book. Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane. when I was approached by Alan and Unwin, the publishers, and with the opportunity to write an autobiography, and I must admit, guys, I was a little bit apprehensive about doing one. I guess that, you know, Andrew Webster, the journalist who helped me write the book, you know, he made me feel comfortable about the process, and through the entire process, it actually took a long time. I was really surprised with how long it took, but it was really enjoyable to actually, you know, share my thoughts on, you know, not only my career and some of the ups and downs as an NRL player, but, you know, give a greater insight into the person I am and what makes me tick and what's helped me become a 400-game player in the NRL.
Well, one of the all-time greats, a giant of the league, and you are an interesting character because you're involved in a startup club, one deep behind enemy lines in Melbourne. So from that perspective, it's bloody interesting. You are part of a team that got stripped of 2 titles. I'm guessing you cover that broadly in the book.
Yeah, I touch on that, Mick, and it's more so about I wanted to give people an understanding and I guess the reader an understanding of what that year was actually like. And everyone's quite familiar with the punishments that were handed down to the Melbourne Storm and whatnot. But I guess I'm trying to give some people a bit of knowledge about what it was like to get through that season and how it affected not only the players, the coaches and the administration at our club. It was actually how it affected our immediate family back home when we'd arrive home back from training or games, you know, our partners, wives and children, but our loved ones back in our respective hometowns too, in Queensland, New South Wales, you know, some of the boys from New Zealand and the surrounding Pacific Islands.
Absolutely, one of the harshest. Did in fact bring the team closer together?
Yeah, I think it did, Jane. And what it did also, and I touch on this in the book, is that I believe it gave us a greater resilience, built, you know, this mental toughness, if you will, to move forward and to build the club up again where we believe it should be, which was at the top of the NRL. History will show that only 2 seasons later, we were once again the premiers with a team that was put together of really sort of misfits and other players that were unwanted by other clubs.
I think pound for pound, you and in recent history, you're the greatest club of any code.
I agree.
You you virtually represent your state. You're always there. You're never out of the hunt. You turn it round. You're beautifully coached. There's been just a roll call. Some of the greatest Origin stars in history have come through this club. Can I just want to take you, and we're talking about the ride in Melbourne, this year was a special, and this year was amazing, and I don't think there was a resident of Melbourne or Victoria who wasn't moved by your speech on the night after what was a truly amazing year, and I want to, we'll talk to you about finding out about what was happening this year on the other end of this. Have a listen.
To our squad, to all of our coaches, and in particular, all of our families who have been through a lot this year. They're just over there. We haven't been in our house. We haven't been in our homes for 5 months. We haven't slept in our own beds for 5 months. And in the last 80 days, we've been out of our accommodation twice. But we've turned up every day with a great attitude. We've turned up every day being resilient and wanting to get better and wanting to get here tonight and win it all, and we've done it. what we've been able to achieve tonight, it's we'll never forget it. We'll remember it for the rest of our lives. And a big congratulations to everyone, particularly the boys that are celebrating their first premiership. Hold on to that forever, boys. And lastly, before I go, this big V on my jersey, on our jersey, this is who we're playing for. Everyone back home in Victoria. This one's for you, you beauty!
Great stuff, Cam. Tell us about the moment you found out that you weren't coming home. Were you at the airport waiting to travel back to Melbourne when you were told it's a lockdown?
So, guys, what happened was we got moved out of Victoria quite quickly, simply for the fact that the Queensland government found out that the New Zealand Warriors, another team in the NRL, were coming down to play us, and that the following week they were meant to travel to Queensland. So, which meant if they come to Victoria to play us, Queensland government weren't going to allow them into Queensland the following week. So we had to move to have that game played and for the competition to keep running. We were told when we left Victoria we were going to leave for somewhere between 8 and 14 days. Quickly after we, after we played that first match, we relocated to Sydney first, played against the New Zealand Warriors.
What did you pack, mate? You've probably only got nothing. Four pairs of underdips. You've got two T-shirts.
I mixed literally nothing. I was washing every single day. So I had five shirts, five shorts, a couple of pairs of undies and a couple of pairs of socks. And we played the game against the Warriors. We then moved to Sunshine Coast. We set up base there. We had a meeting with the NRL hierarchy, as well as the health officers of the NRL. And they informed us that there was little to no chance of going back to Victoria unless cases went down dramatically, and they had to stay down for at least 4 weeks. Now, at that stage, as we all know now, that took a long time, and numbers were just increasing. So we understood that we were going to be away for a long time, and it turns out it was the entire season, which makes what we were able to achieve, you know, quite remarkable.
Exactly.
Well, you uplifted the spirits of every Victorian, I have to say, when you pointed to the big V because of COVID. It was one of the highlights, I have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
It actually got us back on track. Mick was already happy because his Tigers won. the fact that you guys won as well also got him in a great mood. Yeah. So congratulations. We were thrilled for you.
Thanks, Jane. And,
indeed.
It was a great year. And obviously we had a lot to play for ourselves and our team. But quite early on, once we were relocated, we decided we wanted to put the V on the jersey, and we had a discussion within the group. And actually, we have to give a lot of credit to Billy Slater, who was back in Melbourne, stuck in Melbourne in lockdown. He was constantly on the phone to the players and the staff and just said, hey, boys, like, everyone's doing it really tough down here, but you guys are giving everyone in Victoria so much hope.
Great idea.
Brilliant.
Just a little reminder to ourselves, you know, who we are representing. And it was a remarkable year, and we're so happy for everyone that we're able to win that big trophy for them.
We're focused on the Storm, but let's not forget 42 games for Queensland State of Origin and probably the best Origin side of all time, and 56 games for Australia. Club, state or country, which way do you lean? What are your fondest memories, mate? Come on.
This is a really difficult one to answer. It's almost like, because I've got three children, right, and it's like people saying to me, which one's your favourite?
I got twins. I like Fred more than Lenny.
it's Sophie's choice as well. What we say, Cam.
It's sort of, you love them for all different reasons, but I must say, you know, representing Queensland and Australia, it's a very proud moment, and something that you always dream of as a young boy is to represent those two teams. But to be able to work through an entire 10 months with your teammates and then at the end be crowned the premiers, I don't know if it gets much better than that.
Do your kids play rugby league or AFL?
Oh, interesting.
In the state of Victoria, which way are they breaking at this stage? Answer this correctly, Smith.
Yeah, my young fella, he plays AFL. He's played a few games of rugby league, but he plays AFL. And my my two girls, unfortunately, due to COVID-19 this year, they were actually signed up to start AFL this year in their respective ages. It's in a girls' team. So they're big AFL heads, mate. They love
great
it.
Great stuff.
Post-football, you live in Melbourne now. Do you think you'll stay in Melbourne, or will you just hit the road as soon as you're done? Where have you put down roots here? What are you doing?
Oh, well, mate, I've lived in Melbourne for nearly 20 years, so like, Melbourne's home. I've thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it. It's just a wonderful place, a wonderful city. The three children have been raised there, so they're pretty much Vic's. My wife is from Queensland. We met in at school, and we've been together since year 12. So,
oh, that's a good story. Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all in Queensland. So, I don't know, mate. Like, 5 years ago, if you asked me that question, I'd say we'd be living in Melbourne. But sort of now, with the kids getting a little bit older, all of our extended family in Queensland, cousins and all that sort of stuff are up there. We might head back there, but you know what?
You haven't answered that question at all. do you have an AFL team? Who's your AFL team?
Hawks, mate. Hawkey.
Well done,
Smith. What is wrong with you?
God.
You are. Don't bother leaving your brain to science, okay, when you've finished your career, because it's too far gone. Hey, mate, you're an institution here in Melbourne. We really got around your team over the years. You've been fun to watch, great to barrack for. This book, Cameron Smith, The Storm Within. Not enough accounts of bubbling for my liking, but if you're interested in solid rugby league matter, this is the one for you. A good stocking stuffer for Christmas. Yep. Doesn't matter what code or what state. This is a great, a legendary
sporting
story.
Has Smithy got a tip for tonight for State of Origin?
State of Origin, mate, yeah.
Queensland by 10, guys.
Queensland, okay.
Again, don't leave your brain to science.
And you're allowed to have a small break, but hopefully we'll see you. Don't retire, okay? So just have a little holiday.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year. You heard it first.
The great Cameron Smith. This is Kennedy Malloy.